In a world where technology has brought order and awakened chaos, three men have embraced their destiny to slay the technological beast, or something like that. Join in the laughs, because it's time for the Digital Soup Podcast with Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
What is up, super friends? This is Adam with the Digital Soup Podcast, episode 18. With me, as always, Jason and Dave.
Hey guys, what's up?
I did a little preemptive hey there. How do you?
It was good. It was solid. You like solid, how I refer to them as super friends?
I do.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna call all our listeners now. Are great. And what's another word for great? Super.
Oh, grand. Super. I see.
Yeah. Awesome.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
Oh man, we should change the name of the podcast to Digital Rad. Awesome. I like it.
Yeah, we could do that.
We should.
Cool. So what do we got on the docket today, gentlemen? What do we got?
On the docket? What is this, Judge Wapner?
Wapner. I'm late for Wapner.
Why Wapner? When
I'm late. It's 3 o'clock. I'm late.
Yeah. I'm an excellent driver. I am, actually.
Wapner. You know, there's going to be like 4 people that get that one.
Okay. Who's the new one?
Judge Judy?
Well, there's like 500 of them now. I think he just actually passed away within the last month or so. I thought he was dead for many years. Well, I think he was about 900 years old, but I think he actually honestly passed away not that long ago. It seems like within the last month or two, because I remember
February 26th, 2017.
Yeah, I remember hearing about it on somewhere. I don't know.
He's about 97 years old. So
wow.
Anyway, good segue.
So, speaking of Wapner, Jason, you had something that was pretty interesting, something we had kind of touched upon with the Xbox, what was it called, Xbox One Game Pass?
Exactly.
And so this is something new. Interestingly, you had talked last week, was it, about how you had tried a service called, was it OnLive?
OnLive, yeah, a few years OnLive, back.
Yeah, and a PC game subscription service. And you found something out there right now that's going on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I mean, we just talked about that. I wasn't even looking for it. It popped up as an ad on something. I can't remember where I was at. But it's called the Utomic Subscription PC Game Service. Very catchy title. They probably should make a song about it.
Right.
But basically what it is, it works a lot like Game Pass. You subscribe monthly. It's $10 a month. And in a way, there's a couple different licenses, I should say, but it's a single license is $6 a month, or you can get the family pack, which is $10 a month, which up to four additional family members. So 5 computers can download these games all at the same time. So right. $4 more, you can have up to 5, you know, doesn't have to be family. You could get like 5 friends, y'all split it, you know, $2 each. Yeah.
Oh, this is the PC platform?
It's just for PC. Right.
Okay.
But it works the same as some of those other, like the Xbox One Game Pass and then whatever that Sony PlayStation One is, but that's streaming. This is straight on downloading. I looked into it a little bit here. It's actually an open beta right now. Mm-hmm. So you can get in at this pricing. This might not be the pricing when it goes live. But it's interesting, just like that. They currently have 505 games.
A lot of games.
It does. It sounds like a lot of games. And they also said that they will be adding 30 games a month.
Well, it's actually up to 510 right now, looking at their website, with 26 games added last month. So
sweet. Yeah. Since I, wrote up this little notes here, they have added some more. But here's the thing.
Any good ones?
Well, that's the thing. They do have some great AAA titles in there. Mm-hmm. But from looking at those, it looks like they're all a year or more old for the AAA ones.
Right.
So you're not going to be able to go out and get the ones from just the latest year. You're not going to get, what's that one you were just playing before we started the podcast here?
Star Wars Battlefront.
Ooh.
2 or 1?
1. Well, 2. So
is 2 out yet? I don't even know.
No, and I don't know why they're naming their software the exact same as their old. I mean, they used to be a Battlefront and then a Battlefront 2, and so now there's a new Battlefront and a new Battlefront 2.
Sweet.
Oh. So I'm playing the new Battlefront.
Okay, you're playing the new Battlefront.
Yeah, and it's fun, but there's no.
I believe the original Battlefront 2, because I remember seeing that on there, is on there, and I don't know how many years ago that came out. But like I said, it does have a lot of AAA games on it. I did notice that. But you know what I did notice though?
What?
Because there's 500 and like Dave said, 10 today. I guess 510. Right. A lot of them look like. mobile games, you know, like Diner Dash and, you know, stuff like that. Shovelware type games too.
Right.
It's not Unreal Tournament in here.
Oh, well, yeah. Unreal Tournament's not bad. I'd still go and play that. I mean, I played the heck out of that in the day.
Yeah, like 1999 or 2000.
Well, some of these too, I'm seeing like this Back to the Future series that's episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I wonder if those are
Telltale?
That's what I didn't click on them, but I'm wondering if that's what those are. But there's some titles I recognize, even me as a, you know, non-hardcore gamer these days, but Borderlands is in there, which I know is older. But I recognize some of these from way, way back, like Commandos and some of that kind of stuff. There's some games that look like kind of knockoffs, I guess, but other ones like a RPG, Darksiders, I know that was a fairly big game a few years back. So some good stuff, but you're going to get your fair dose of some crap in here too. I think, you know.
But here's the thing, sorry, Adam, go ahead.
Kind of like Netflix. There's some good stuff, and then there's a lot of filler stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I was just going to point out, just like I had said with the Xbox One Game Pass, where that was, what, $10 a month? Yeah, something like that. $10 a month, and you could try all these games out. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to actually go and buy any games. Well, here it's $6 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, geez, just go to town, you know, lock yourself in your room and never leave. You know, just have Pizza Hut on speed dial. You're good to go.
Assuming you ever leave your mom's basement.
Yeah. See, I didn't set myself up for that mom's basement thing this time.
No, not at all. How many pizza boxes do you have down there?
But yeah, there's a lot of decent games in here. People who have probably, missed out on some of these games in the past.
Goats on a Bridge, Governor of Poker.
This one looks
right. This one looks interesting to me. I have no idea what it is. It's called Life of Pixel, the ultimate retro adventure.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, I mean, some of these, it looks like the type of thing where, you know, especially someone like me who I'm not going to go out and buy any PC games necessarily because I don't want to spend the money on it because I know I don't have time for it. Something like this though, I might spend $5 a month or whatever it was, $6 a month, and just, you know, pull something up and, yeah, I'm going to try this out for a while, or I'll play this a little bit, and, you know, maybe
just give it a try for a month. I mean, what do you want? $6? Nothing.
Yep. Yeah. I mean,
that's
actually
a pretty good deal.
You might be able to play some, you know, older games that you know were good, like the Red Faction games I see are in here. Those are older, but, you know,
Star Wars Force Unleashed.
Yep. Star Wars Battlefront. Remember, Star Wars Dark Forces is here. You remember that? That
was
PlayStation 1.
The old first person
shooter.
They have
Mysteries of the Sith, though.
I don't see Empire at War. Both the Knights of the
Empire
at
War is actually really cool.
Yeah, Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2, the Clone Wars, and then both the Force Unleashed movies too, or games, I should say.
You're forgetting about Emily's Wonder Wedding, though. That one looks
right.
The best.
Oh yeah, Saints you guys tried Surgery Simulator 2011? Amazing.
There was a home builder 3D, like three different
yes!
models. Yeah.
Hold on, guys. I'm gonna close out of the podcast so I can sign up. Just a second.
Yeah, okay.
I figured.
Actually,
I'd say
this is actually pretty good for casual gaming, casual gamers, that kind of stuff, and people that just want to try it out with different ones. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
of
indie
games in here for
games.
Kids too.
Right.
That I know my kids would probably like a lot of these things.
Ooh,
that's
how about this one? Typo Man.
What is it?
Typo Man.
So what you do is you just misspell words, and he says, "Hey, idiot, you misspelled it."
Apparently, this one wins for the cover of most poorly worded name, Ultimate Blows. I mean, wait, no, it says Ultimate Body Blows, and it's a bunch of like 80s looking. It looks like the old Double Dragon original Street Fighter type art on there. I don't know. I think it'd be fun. Something fun to try. If anyone tries this out, let us know because we'd love to know how the service works. I mean, if it's glitchy, if it's smooth, you know, if there's a lot of delay or lag or anything like that, definitely would be cool to see what people say.
Ultimate Body Blows.
Well, here's actually a game I would definitely play, and I don't know if that is an online aspect to it, but it would be pretty cool. It's, remember the old Battle Chess games?
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Well, this one, I thought it was Battle Chess at first, but it's called Battle Versus Chess. But it is a 3D Battle Chess game. It looks pretty decent. I'd try it.
Right next to Typo Man is another one. It's called Type:Rider. Typewriter, a typographic video game.
Oh,
sorry, I thought you said you were going to say is Colon Writer.
No. And then the one that won for best soundtrack, it's called The Silent Age.
Ah.
There is a Walking Dead game up here. I see that for you Walking Dead fans.
Yeah, that's the telltale there.
There's no Wapner games, though.
No Wapner. Oh, man. Check under the R's for Rain Man.
All right. Oh, cool. Yeah, $6. Interesting. We'll see if they grow this and start getting a lot more of those bigger titles. You know, maybe they have a premium plan.
Oh, here, Adam. I know. I think your kids are into this. I know you are. The Lego Star Wars complete saga.
Those are actually pretty
and
fun.
Lego Star Wars 3 are both on here. That's worth it right there.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, you know, why don't the three of us split the $10 one, $333 each, you know?
Yeah.
We can install it on
multiple
ones.
May have to look at that.
Excellent. Well, while we're talking about gaming here, remember last week we broke the sad news to everybody about the NES Classic console being discontinued, and we're like... We're just thinking, why, Nintendo? Why would you do this? You have a system that has a demand, and if you met that demand, you're going to make some big bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we know why they did it. You want to, I think, Dave, you're the one that maybe threw this up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you let us know about what the big news is?
Yeah, the article I saw at first looks like it came from a site that's called Eurogamer.net, and then I believe it was...
Oh, you can't believe those guys. They like... Yeah. What's that guy's name? I was going to say David Duchovny, but no. The Germans love David Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff, yeah. No, and I think I saw the article actually over on The Verge, and they were talking about it as well, because the news come within the same week Nintendo discontinued. They announced that they are going to be making the, I guess, what would you say, the sequel to it, the predecessor. It's the Mini Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Now... Same concept, but there's some little glitches that could happen because, as a lot of people have pointed out, with the original 8-bit Nintendo, none of those games were really under separate licenses so much. I shouldn't say none, but very few. Things like Final Fantasy and, you know, all of that. When you got into the Super Nintendo, a lot of these games were actually licensed by, you know, companies like Square Enix or Electronic Arts and Disney and Capcom and all of that kind of stuff. So, kind of curious to see what games are actually going to make it onto here.
Well, did the was the article talking about that? Because I mean, if you look at that original list, remember there were some Tecmo games on there.
Yeah, the actual Eurogamer article just kind of talks about the timing of it. It's going to be looking at probably around Christmas again, things like that. And
definitely get my reserve in for this one. I'm not going to miss out on this one like I did the other.
You know, if they can have Super Street Fighter or Street Fighter 2
mm-hmm.
and maybe the original Mario, those are two that I would love to play.
Right. Well, those and they talk about it, you know, some of the, you know, notable games that, you know, people would like to see. Initially, they talked about things like, you know, Zelda or Donkey Kong Country, Super Metroid, Super Mario Kart.
Oh, Super Metroid. Oh, man. Yes, definitely.
Super Mario World, Star Fox, things like that, Super Mario RPG. But, you know, it's something that there's an article, and we've got these linked up in the show notes, so listeners, check those out, and you can see a little more. But The Verge actually went through and put together a list of the 30 games they want to see on this.
Oh, well, let's hit that list, buddy.
Yep, we'll hit it up real quick now. You'll want to, after you read this, it's good to check out the article because this is one where the comments actually are pretty interesting, and you can see a little bit of the, you know, different things where people, you know, really are you know, cheering for certain games and things like that. But this list looks like it's just an alphabetical order. Starts out with ActRaiser, Aladdin.
That was good fun. I played that.
Yep. Aladdin, which I remember seeing it. I don't know that I ever played it.
I think it's a side scroller.
Probably, yeah. Chrono Trigger, wasn't that an RPG of
RPG,
some sort?
Yep.
Yep. Contra 2.
Chrono Trigger, by the way.
Chrono Trigger. Contra 2, The Alien Wars.
Never played that one.
I might have.
Which list are you looking at, Dave?
This is on the article on The Verge.
Oh, okay.
The main article there.
I want a different one that's got two lists also, and I'm looking at these at the same time that you're reading. And
right.
The one you mentioned, Aladdin, what they're saying is that's the Disney licensed games are going to be really tough for Nintendo to secure.
Right, and this list here, this isn't saying that this is what's going to be on there. This is The Verge saying, here's 30 games that we want to see on it. No one's announced anything that's actually going to be there, but that's one of the things that when you get down in the comments, a lot of people are talking about is because of the licensing, especially even when it comes to like Final Fantasy and all of that. So
sure.
I'll just blast through some of these. Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy Kong's Quest, Earthbound, Final Fantasy. They have it listed here as Final Fantasy IV, but in the comments, a lot of people are saying they think it's actually transposed. It should be Final Fantasy VI. I don't know. F-Zero, if you remember that game.
Didn't care for it, but yeah, I remember it.
Then some of the other ones, Ken Griffey Jr.'s Winning Run, Kirby's Dream Course, Legend of the Mystical Ninja, Zelda Link to the Past, The Lost Vikings.
Okay.
Mario Paint. I don't know why.
No.
Mega Man 10. Here's two that I think would actually be really cool, but extremely hard to get. NBA Jam Tournament Edition and NHL 94.
I really don't see them putting any sports games on there.
There's no way they're going to get the license for it.
Mario Kart sound count as a sport?
No.
No, that's on the list, though. Pilot Wings, I remember that one. That was tough. Secret of Mana, or Mana, however you want to say it.
Mana.
Yep. Mana. Star Fox, Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Ooh, there you go, Adam.
Yeah, very good. Nice. Super Metroid, Super Mario Kart, Super Mario RPG, Legend of the Seven Stars.
I like what that. Else?
Mario World, Super Punch-Out, Super Castlevania 4.
Oh, yeah.
Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. That was the port of the arcade game. That was a very good game.
Yep. That was a good game.
Uniracers, and then their list ends with Zombies Ate My Neighbors. So,
okay. That's the 30 they want to see.
Yeah, that's their 30 they picked. But, you know, the comments, like I say, there are tons of other games people are throwing around in there and some really cool stuff. But, you know, it's just kind of fun to speculate until we know for sure what they're going to put out there on. What were some of those, you know, favorite games you had on the Super Nintendo that are the ones you'd love to play a good, solid remarket of it, you know, rebranded or not rebranded, but, you know, republished, I guess, version. Mm-hmm. So
cool.
Yeah, definitely. If any of our listeners, you know, would like to let us know their favorite game, we definitely would talk about this on a future show because I'm sure we'll be revisiting this as more information does become available.
And as you get yours. And you buy three of them, one for each
of
us. I'm
definitely buying one this time. Yeah,
three of them. Right?
Three.
That's what you heard, right, Adam? He said he's buying three of them, one for him and one for each of us for
Christmas. I thought you were going to say one for the bathroom, one for the bedroom.
No, don't be greedy now.
Jeez.
Absolutely. Yeah. So just a little game news this week, you know, between the PC and the Super Nintendo. I mean, kind of funny we joked about it, and here we go. I'm starting to think maybe we're in the cutting edge or in the know about something, but I think it was
maybe
just...
Nintendo's listening to the podcast.
Yep. Maybe.
That'd be pretty cool.
They're so right over there, Digital Soup. Let's do this. Boy.
That's all right.
Hey, I was going to say, you know, speaking of not being greedy here, did you guys hear what Apple did this last week?
Yeah.
Upset me a little bit, but what they did was they made some of their first party apps free for all Mac and iOS users. And the ones that they made free include the iMovie, GarageBand, and the iWork Suite, which, you know, is Numbers, Keynote, and Pages. On macOS, you have to have the latest macOS Sierra. And iOS, I haven't verified this yet. I know it does work. All my devices are on 10. I don't know about 9 or under. I didn't read that in the article or not. But if anybody out there has 9 or below, give it a try, see if it works. But yeah, it's pretty cool. You're saving a little bit of money here. The only thing I'm really upset about is I was talking to these guys after I read that article. A month ago or so, I bought GarageBand for $10.
I mean,
it's only $10. It's not that much. But still, it's like, now it's free.
I feel the same way when I'd buy a movie off like Vudu or something, and then all of a sudden it's on Netflix. That's nice.
Yeah. It kind of stinks, but you never know because I know, what was the other company that just released something free, turned it free that was, I can't remember what it was now, that previously was a paid version. And they actually went in, and anybody that had purchased it after a certain date, they went in and actually were issuing refunds for that. So something to watch because they may go in, and if you literally just bought it, you know, like I say, a month or two ago, they may go in and say, hey, we're gonna give you a refund. Maybe they'll make it right. But, I mean, such a big company. Who
Apple's
knows?
All about making money, though. I don't...
Right. I mean... They might put a timeline of like, oh, if you bought it within the last 2 weeks, you know, something like that too. But I bet you if you contacted Apple though and just, what's the right word, pitched a fit at them a little bit, you know, gave them a little hard time and really complained, got managers on the phone, I bet you they'd go in and refund your money if you really wanted
$10,
to do
I'm
it.
I'm not even worried about
exactly,
it.
Exactly. It's kind of that, well,
I mean,
how much is your pride
worth? I wipe my butt with $10 bills.
Well, that's dumb.
That mean
I still spend them. Well, I get that... funny looks from the cashier. But...
oh, so nasty,
gross.
She's like, "What is this all over?" They're like, "I dropped it in the mud. I'm sorry."
Just one more reason, everybody, to remember that money is dirty. So whenever you've handled it, wash your hands when you're done.
True. Yep. Everything my parents just warned me about just came true when Jason said
right,
that.
Right. Well, the old joke used to be about $1 bills. You know, you never know where those have been. But
oh,
now,
that's true.
Now clearly we know it's tens and yeah. probably fives.
Inflation.
Too.
Now we got to worry about tens.
Oh, man.
That's nuts. All right. Well, it's cool that Apple did that. They're probably, I mean, they've never been able to, what do I want to say? They've always second best even on all of their systems with, you know, Office suites, you know, because Microsoft Office is the number one Office suite out there. I mean, even the completely free ones like, it used to be called Open Office. What is it called now? LibreOffice.
No, OpenOffice still exists.
Oh, I thought OpenOffice formed LibreOffice or whatever they went under there.
Nope. I think they're two distinct products.
Hmm. With very similar interfaces.
Well, I mean, really, how much different can you make a word processor and a spreadsheet?
They do have those one word processors. They're called like zero distraction processors or something. Mm-hmm. They have absolutely no interface or whatever. You just get a blank sheet and you just start typing.
Right. Those are pretty popular, actually, for people that do, like, screenwriting and stuff like that. But, I mean, as far as the interface, you know you're going to have a page, or in a spreadsheet you're going to have boxes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's not like you're designing a user interface on a brand new, you know, video game or a new service or something like that. You kind of get to the point with a lot of these programs and apps where they've been around so long that they kind of just are what they are, and even the upgrades are more functionality than visual, if that makes sense. So
yep.
All right, well, guys, I have something I want to try here, something I want to bring to the show, a little bit of fun, a little bit of excitement. You saw my show notes earlier in the week, so hopefully you've been looking forward to this.
I'm looking at the show notes.
Dave and I have no idea what we're about
to do. Yeah, I'm looking at the show notes right now, and I see Adam trying desperately to click on the link that looks like a link.
It isn't a link.
Really not. He's like, oh, no, what are we in for?
Yep, I wanted to do this to Dave and Adam because I want our listeners to just see them when they're in their most uncomfortable state, and I think I might put them in that right now.
And we'll see if this gets included in the final podcast.
Oh, it will. It will. All right.
Nervous.
Let's get ready for this here, gentlemen. All right.
Let's do it.
All right, everybody, I want to welcome you to the Digital Soup Quiz Show. My name is Jason. I am the host here, and we have a couple of contestants today. We got Adam and we got Dave. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Where am I?
How did I get here?
Doing
well.
Where's my wallet?
Where's your wallet? Oh, this is fun banter. Anyway, let's get to the rules of the game. All right, what this is a quiz show. I'm going to do it periodically here, maybe once a month, you know. And there's going to be a topic for the show. And how we're going to do this here
is
in our in our message system here, gentlemen, what I would like you to do is I'm going to do a question, and then you guys are going to write your answers in the cast program there. And okay. Once you both have your answer, I'm going to go ahead and let you know which one of you two got it correct. Now, there is no scoring. There is no prize. This is just for pure entertainment value.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Do it.
Let's roll.
All right. So you guys know the rules. Now, do not shout out the answer. You need to type it down, and then I will have you guys say what your answer was. But we have to have it typed in there so we can prove that you said what you wrote.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Prove it to you, right?
So do you want us to say it out loud once we've typed it, or wait for you?
After I go, all right, the answers are in. Let's go ahead with Adam. You say yours. I'll do it.
I love it. So
let me turn our little game show music down a little bit. All right, here we go. What we are doing today is we are doing game console startup sounds.
Oh boy.
I'm going to play you a startup sound from a game console. You will type in what game console you think that is, and We'll see if you're right.
Oh, crap.
What do you guys think?
Do it.
Do it. Yep. We'll probably get a lot wrong, but this should be good.
All right. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to start with some that shouldn't be that difficult, and then we'll hit some other ones here. All right. You guys ready for the first one?
Yeah. Yep. I don't remember any game console sounds, but go ahead.
You don't. All right. All right. Well, I'm going to play the first one here. Now, remember, don't shout it out. Type it out. And let me know if you need to hear it again, and I will play it again.
Let's hear it again just for kicks.
It's just a beep.
Answer's in.
Dave's answer is in.
Probably wrong.
And Adam's answer is in. And let's go to the judges here. What do you guys think? All right, gentlemen, you were both incorrect here. Oh, yeah. Let's play it one more time. That is the original Nintendo Game Boy, the old green screen.
Oh, the Game Boy. I forgot
yep,
about that.
Just the one single little tone that
I knew it
went.
Was old, but...
Oh, like, yeah.
I knew it was a Nintendo song, but I didn't know what... I put yep. Super Nintendo.
You both did? Yeah. I forgot to tell you guys to go ahead and read your answers. I'm sorry.
Right.
I even messed up my own rules. Adam
terrible
did say
host.
The Super Nintendo. Yes. And Dave said the classic Nintendo. Again,
not the mini version.
Yep. Yeah. Both incorrect. All right. Let's go on to the second one here. You guys might be able to get this one.
I don't know, it was hard to hear with the music behind it, but...
All right, sorry. Let me go ahead and turn the music down a little bit more. One more time. You guys ready for it?
Yep.
Yep. I'm in.
Okay, I'm going to say, Dave, I'm going to need a little bit more clarification from you on your answer. All right. One of you got it correct, and that would be Dave, who said, what'd you say, Dave?
Xbox Original.
Yep, and Adam, nice. What did you say?
I had no idea. I put Neo Geo.
Neo Geo, unfortunately, you are wrong. Dave is correct.
All right, what do I win?
Remember, there are
you win respect.
Yes, there respect. Are no prizes.
Respect!
All right, now this next one here, I'm going to say one of you guys should be able to get this one. Adam's answer is in. And Dave's answer is in. All right, Adam, what did you say?
I said the PS3.
And what did you say, Dave?
I also said the PS3.
You both got it right. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Potent potables.
Yeah. All right. Let's go on to the next one here.
Your mother, Trebek.
Yep. All right. Let's see about this one here. Now, this one might be a little difficult.
Ooh.
Let me know if I need to play it one more time.
Was there two parts to
that? Yeah, there's a pause in between the two sounds when the system is booting. Do you want me to play one more time for you?
Sure, why not?
All right, Adam's answer is in. And Dave's answer is in. Adam, what did you say?
Atari Jaguar.
You are correct, sir. Ooh,
very good.
And Dave, what did you say?
The wrong answer is what I actually said. TurboGrafx. I just trying to think of something, but.
And actually, I love that system. I never owned it, but I played almost every one of its games via emulation. It's a great system.
Nice.
All right, here we go on to the next one here.
Oh, I know that. I know that.
Crap.
All right, one more time.
All right, I'm in.
All right, Dave's in.
I meant this.
And Adam's in.
Twice.
All right, Dave, go ahead and say what you had.
That's what she said. I said Dreamcast.
And I said PS2.
All right. Well, this is for Dave.
Oh, man.
And Adam?
Really?
You are correct. It was the PlayStation 2.
Awesome.
That is the most iconic. That last sound, every single PlayStation 2 commercial ended with that very last sound. How could you miss that, Dave?
I never owned a PS2 because I had the Xbox original.
PlayStation. Oh.
And he never owned a TV either. All right, let's go into the
show. I have the consoles. I just looked at them and imagined. Kind of like Bangfinger.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Next one.
It sounds familiar too, but I don't know how old it is. Can we phone a friend?
No, no phone a friend, no lifelines at all. But you definitely are the weakest link.
Adam's in, and that's the answer I was going to put too.
Adam's in.
I think I'll just go with the same because that's what I'm leaning towards.
All right, and you are both.
Man, we both said Dreamcast because we don't know.
Dreamcast.
Your mother.
Surprisingly, Adam has already said this. This was the Neo Geo.
Okay.
Yep, the original
That's why
Neo
I remember
Geo
it.
Cartridge system.
Didn't we used to play some bowling game on the Neo Geo?
Through emulation because the games are $200 each. So, no, we never bought that system.
Way back in the day at your house, I remembered playing. Yep. I remembered that music from something.
All right. If you guys don't get this, I'm probably going to have to boot you off the podcast. All right. You guys ready? Adam is in.
Another system I never owned. Let's just be clear. So I will just copy Adam and hope that we're not setting it up
you
to be
fool.
Just...
Here's my real answer. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right. what the heck is that? This is... All right. You are both correct. Go ahead and tell us what you put.
Nintendo GameCube.
Yeah, yes. The GameCube. A great system here.
It was a good system. Yep. I still have one.
All right. Here is the next one.
After Hours. That's got to be this one, finally.
All right, Dave is in.
Let's see. Yeah.
I'm just going to keep saying that one because eventually it's going to come up, right?
Yep.
No, I think...
And Adam forgot how to type, so...
That might be the one. I'm thinking this might be it.
No, we both put in Dreamcast. What's the deal?
Right. Okay, I do not see you. I only see Dave's. Okay, hopefully we're not having an issue here. But you are both...
We're good.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, I got your test, Adam.
Okay, you didn't get the Dreamcast below it?
I did not get the Dreamcast, so I think you're lying. Adam has lost a point.
Dave, do you see it?
I see Dreamweaver.
Okay, never mind.
I see Dreamweaver, too. Do you see him saying Dreamcast right after you, Dave?
No.
Oh.
All right, it wasn't just me.
Cool.
I swear I did.
So let me ask you, how many more questions we have?
I'm not going to do all of these. Okay. I'm going to do one more.
One more. This is the big one.
Neither of you are going to get this. But if one of you guys get this, then you win. I don't even know. All right,
a brand new car.
Tell him what he's won, Don Pardo. And I think I'm the only one that has owned one of these. I'm going to do it again. And I don't literally mean I'm the only one that's ever owned one. Out of us three, I'm the only one that's ever owned one.
Well, it's newer than the old like Sega Master Systems, and because those would have been just the 8-bit sounds. This obviously had some sort of sound engine in it.
Oh, did I not do that one, Adam?
Well, thanks for telling me I'm wrong.
Well, unfortunately for you two, I want to let the listeners know here. They're putting question marks afterwards, like, I put a question mark, so I get to choose again, right? Actually, you both are incorrect. It was the Sega Saturn.
Oh, Saturn. I remember that system.
Yeah, Adam said the PS1, which is actually...
Oh, yeah. No, that sounds very familiar.
And Dave said the Nintendo DS or the Advance. He's like, you know, he's
double
it was
dipping.
The Nintendo DS, the Advance. Could have been the Jaguar,
Sega Master System. I don't
see. I was on the right track, at least with Sega initially.
Yeah. All right. Oh, well. Everybody, we are out of time on the Digital Soup Game Show. We'll catch you all next time.
We are losers.
All right, what'd you think of the segment? It's the first time we did one.
That was cool.
I think it was fun. I just can't wait till I don't have a way to do it, so can't wait till I quiz you on photography terms just to pay back.
Now you could do it. You don't have to play sound effects to do those.
What do you call the thing the light goes through to get to the other thing?
Right.
Oh, I think it's a hole.
Yeah. Name the photographer who's famous.
That's actually right. It's a hole.
Oh, is it?
Well, yeah. Technically.
It is. Technically a hole, yeah.
All right. Well, we've had some pretty cool announcements this week from a lot of companies. We had, you know, Nintendo talking about their, you know, mini Super NES. We've had the new PC game, service, Utomic. Mm-hmm. Apple giving out some free stuff. There's another big story that dropped this week. And for some of us, that want to believe, very excited. Beautiful. The X-Files is returning for a new 10-episode season.
Yeah.
You don't really believe that, do you, Mulder? I need to find my sister.
Okay, sorry, that applause was a little loud. Fox has commissioned a second 10-episode series of The X-Files. They're calling it an event series, not like a season.
Right.
From the articles I read, the storyline is going to be all-encompassed in the one season. You're not going to get it season to season like a lot of shows do. Mm-hmm. And I guess they're doing that just in case they don't get re-upped for another season. It's in its entirety in the one season. The story that broke that I read was from Time, so I know it's true. It's not like it's from some rag mag or something.
Right.
Now, Gillian Anderson.
Like X-Files.com or something. I mean,
She
looks
something
better
like that.
Now than she did when she, in the 90s. I'm just saying.
She still looks good, but, you know, she looked pretty good in the 90s.
Oh, boy.
But what's cool about this is when I did a search for it, because it popped up, I can't even remember where it popped up at. So then I typed into Google X-Files returning, and you know how at the top they have some of the main hit ones in like these little boxes, and it says how many hours ago it was. When this hit on a bunch of different places, included Time, they're all like 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago. Well, there was a tweet from Gillian Anderson. She plays Dana Scully, of course. Mm-hmm. And she had tweeted David Duchovny, who plays Fox Mulder, 6 hours prior to Time, or probably 4 hours. I think it said 6 hours ago, and Time was 2 hours ago. So prior to Time actually breaking the story, Gillian Anderson had tweeted David Duchovny, "You ready for more of this?" And then she put hashtag The X-Files. So that's kind of a cool way to announce something's coming out. Hopefully she didn't break any non-disclosure agreements or anything there. Right. But
now
it was
fired.
They had a they do a short season last year or something.
Yeah, it was like six episodes, I think it was.
And I didn't watch it yet, so don't spoil it for me if you did. But was it? Did either of you see it?
I didn't, but it's similar format, I understand, like the short, all-encompassing season.
Was it good?
It was very good, dude. And I do know a place where you could watch them all. I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay.
I enjoyed it a lot. There was a couple of comedy episodes, and then it did have an arc to it that ended at the end, but they actually did have a couple of comedy episodes in there too, which was kind of cool. I enjoyed it.
Where did that air originally? Was that on Fox or?
Yes. Yep. Okay. It was what helped Fox become what it was. No.
I mean the one last year.
Yeah, I believe it was on Fox too. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Cause I know there was a lot of talk about that. Cause this is kind of the Netflix model, right? where they come out, they put together a full season, it'll be all set, and boom, it drops, all-encompassing, all done, and that storyline's finished. There's super continuity through the whole thing. And mm-hmm. it might be how we see a lot of shows starting to operate nowadays, but...
Well, that's a dead bleeping alien.
Now, I hope... what was The Lone Gunman? Hopefully, they're going to be in it. Do you remember The Lone Gunman?
Vaguely.
The whole joke about it was you can't be lone if you're gunmen. There's three of them.
Sure.
Those the kind of the...
Those three nerdy guys.
Yeah. I remember that.
Man, you guys don't go very deep with X-Files, do you?
You know, I'm going to admit something. While. Yeah, it's been a long time, and I never watched it all as it happened. So any watching of it I've done, I'm sure I've missed a lot of episodes too, but I've always just picked up, you know, half a season here, half a season there, and just tried to play catch up the best I could. Saw a lot of it in reruns, to be honest. But
mm-hmm. Well, a cool thing is, we'll talk after the show, but I do know a place where you can watch every episode from all seasons. I'll let you know.
It's called okay. Netflix.
Yep. Netflix.
Yep. But. So what do you guys think? You guys going to check this out? Well, it sounds like you both have to check out last season.
As we know, I have to check out a whole lot of stuff because I'm way behind on anything. You know, I sat down last Saturday. My wife was out of town, and it was just me and the kids, and got them to bed, and it was about 8:30. And I was like, oh, I got some time this evening. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to finally watch Guardians because I know the new one's coming out. Opened up Netflix and was browsing through to find it. And by the time I found it, I woke up. Next thing I knew, it was 10:30 at night. I totally just crashed on the couch. And never even, by that time, I was like, I'm just going to bed. So,
yeah. Well, speaking of Guardians, there's a new comic book you were talking about. Wasn't there a new comic coming out?
Yeah. Nothing to do with Guardians of the Galaxy. It's kind of an interesting take. It's a new superhero comic. It's called Project Grand Shadows, and we've got this in the links. And depending on your perspective on this, it could be something brilliant or something kind of hokey, but... the basic storyline, a homeless man is recruited to take part in an experiment that goes horribly wrong. You know, it's a fairly, you know, common type of storyline, you know, reluctant hero, all of that stuff. But
sort of like Hancock.
Yeah.
I like that show. I wish they would have made a sequel to that.
Right. Yeah, that was a fun one. And I mean, there's a lot of heroes that are kind of like that. I don't want this thing. I never wanted to be a hero, you know, but they end up stepping up. In a lot of ways, Wolverine
is like that.
He's the hero
we need.
Yeah, right. Jessica Jones is like that.
Yep, Jessica Jones. I mean, Wolverine really is a lot like that in many ways, too, where he just wants to be left alone in many of his storylines. But, you know, so not a super, super original concept. But the really interesting thing about this is that instead of having, you know, your team that's going to be your pencils and your inks and colors and all of that stuff, where they're hand-drawing everything panel by panel, this one they are actually going in, and every single panel is a very highly stylized photo shoot where they're actually photos that they're taking and putting together in Photoshop and everything else instead of hand drawing anything. So kind of a neat take on it.
So like real actors portraying it?
Yep. Real actors, wow, real effects added in.
You know, I didn't even read this in the show notes except the you know, the title. I didn't actually read into that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
Why prepare, really? Yeah,
I'm just
kidding. I put some links in.
I'm looking on their actual site, projectgrandshadows.com, where they're showing this stuff. They're really getting into this stuff.
Right.
So this is actually pretty cool. And if you look at the samples that they're putting in here as far as the comic book pages, it's very stylized, but it's also very photorealistic because they're
right. I mean, they almost have that look where it's you can tell it's a photo, but you have to really look because it could be just really almost like CG looking, you know, but they're real photos.
Yeah, it looks like they're taking the photos though through some type of software though to make it more, you know.
Well, what they're doing is bringing them into Photoshop when, you know, after they, a lot of this I'm sure is done in camera as much as they possibly can, and in a lot of your effects, like say glowing from a torch and all that kind of stuff, a lot of that they'll boost and add in Photoshop too, but these are all actual photos, nothing hand drawn. Huh. I did put links in so you can check out, like Adam said, the website there. It was what, projectgrandshadows.com?
Yep.
And if you want to really kind of geek out, I guess I haven't watched any of them at all, But they have a YouTube channel as well that you can go and see a lot of the behind the scenes work. You can see how they're making these photos and what they're doing over there. So if you're into the photo side of it and into seeing how they're putting together these really stylized things, it's kind of cool to look at. So
now, are these books out yet or are they coming soon?
No, they are coming. And if you go, when you look at their website, they actually share a bunch of the panels and work that they've got done so far. Now, I'm going to say this as a comic book fan, the little bit of I've read, the artwork is amazing. The concept is amazing. The writing I've seen on these stories, I don't know if they dropped us in the middle of a story and they're just showing examples or what, but not the strongest writing I've read in comic stories, but... You know, it's one of those things where I think they're probably visual artists before they are writers, you know, well, comic book writers.
That's where, I mean, that's where movies fail.
Right.
You know, they have no story.
Uh-huh.
And but it looks really great and stylized. Hopefully, if they're going to be successful, they'll have a pretty good story in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, definitely something to keep an eye on. I just thought it was neat. And being the photographer that, you know, is always looking for, you know, things people are doing that are kind of new and interesting. Now, is it new or interesting to take these kind of highly stylized photos? Not at all. People do them all the time for ad campaigns or anything else. But to put together a whole project and make it into an actual comic book, that's a little different. That's a lot of work.
Oh, and Dave, right. I think you need to apologize. It looks like one of the writers, his name is E.A. Poe. You're going to have to talk to him about, you know, you're saying he doesn't know how to write.
I didn't say he doesn't know how to write. I said he needs to step up his game because so far what I'm seeing is kind of stock. I mean,
really?
I'm not going
to
lie.
E.A. Poe has to step up his writing game?
Now, look, I'm not saying I can do any better. I'm not a writer. I'm just saying.
I don't think too many people can write better than E.A. Poe.
E.A. Poe.
Pretty famous.
Yes, pretty famous.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, whoever... they're doing it, just it needs,
I think his first name is Edgar.
Yeah, I know what you're saying there.
Okay.
In regards to the comic, I'm just saying, if it's him, he needs to step up his game. I mean, this is no
true
raven.
It's true. Oh man, that's funny. Hopefully we got trolled, Jason.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully the second issue will be called The Telltale Heart.
Yeah, the Raven.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm I don't know if I should do this. I was just going to, I mean, no, here's just one.
What, chicken?
I mean, you look at it and some of it is like,
that's me.
You know, just so very, very.
The
like,
blood's leaving my head.
Dave, I'm listening.
I don't know. It's just very what you expect. It's not like
cliche.
Reading. Yeah, cliche is the right word. It's not like reading something from some of the great comic stories that are out there. So, I mean, not that it's bad in any way, just that I'm hoping these are just kind of some initial glimpses and you know, first couple pages that are out and the rest of the story is going to step in.
When I'm looking at this, I'm not sure these are in sequential order.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so. It's just samples is what it looks like to me. Now, is there a big comic book publishing company behind this, or is it like a small little upstart?
This is, as far as I can tell, it's just these guys, a handful of guys.
Oh, those guys. Okay.
Well, I don't know their names. It's just
those dudes.
It's just a project they're putting together. You know, the small team. It's not backed by like Marvel or DC. I know they've got a lot of articles out there all over the web that they're sharing, Twitter, you know, stuff and whatnot. But it seems to me this is just a fully independent. Independent situation.
Cool. Something
looking
to look
at this. Yeah, there's a little foreword from the director, writer, visual effects artist. Just kind of says years ago he's trying to figure out a story, working as a visual effects artist with a cinematographer friend, and they wanted to start a personal project where they could focus solely on the creative side, and that kind of led one thing after the other into doing this. And so I think it's just a few guys that had an idea and wanted to try something, and they're putting their talent to use and going for it. So
I hope I hope this goes well for him. It does look like if you keep reading the article there, it does tell him that they were troubled youth actually.
Yeah,
got in trouble with the law a lot and stuff before they started this. It says that they were up to no good and stuff, and they started making trouble, you know, where they were living. Mm-hmm. And then pretty soon their parents kind of got scared, and you know, they said you're gonna have to live with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
Oh man,
I couldn't keep a straight face or straight mouth.
I knew what you were saying right from the beginning. I'm just waiting trolling for one of these slides has him whistling for a cab.
Right.
And it looks like when it came near, the license plate said fresh and had a dice in the mirror.
Yeah. Well, you know the theory on that show, right?
What?
Have you heard the theory about Fresh Prince?
Oh, that he was
he's dead
flaming
the whole time?
Homosexual?
No, what? That he was actually dead the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But he came out of the shower and everything was fine.
I don't know.
What?
There's a theory.
Dallas, Bobby came out of the shower.
Yeah, okay.
The whole season
Different show. No, there's a theory that people float out there that the whole, even the theme song and everything, that the whole show, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, when he talks about how he got in a fight and then they, he got sent away to live in Bel-Air, that he actually died there. And where he went is to his version of heaven. And you know Uncle Phil and all this stuff, and there's some stuff that happens. I'd have to look for articles, but
I really doubt that the writers of that show are that deep.
No, I doubt it too. But there are some. I mean, if you look it up, you'll find some legit. I mean, they sound pretty convincing when you read them. Like, wow, that makes a lot of sense. Actually, some pretty detailed theories about what was actually happening. They give certain examples from the show. I don't have them prepared in front of me, of course, but. Interesting.
Yeah. So, guys, I'm going to transition us into a listener question from Facebook.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, Nathan, had a question out here. I'm going to read this off. It says, I have been doing photography for a few years, and I'm trying to get into video. I have been trying to get my DSLR set up ready for video, shotgun mic, various handles and stabilizers, and have been studying the various settings for video work. However, even with my full 5-pound DSLR setup with shotgun mic, stabilizer, $600 camera with $400 lens, the video is disappointing. Then I pull my phone out of my pocket, shoot much better video. This is driving me crazy because it just doesn't make sense. I would love to hear a segment if any of you have had this experience, if I should give up the DSLR and just accept that the phone video is the way to go, because it would certainly make life easier.
Yeah, so what do you
I'm
think?
I'm going to pass this one over to Dave.
Yeah, because I have nothing to go for this.
Who has experience in this section?
Well, and what is that?
Oh, you're answering his question.
Well, what are you going to win?
I mean,
it's a good question, though. I mean, phone in your pocket that can do all this stuff. It's like the new iPhone 7's got stabilization and stuff in there. My video is smoother than my DSLR video, but...
Yep. And it's a very valid setting. It's not setting, very valid question, I should say.
It's a valid setting.
Yeah, because I faced this myself. When I was first getting my YouTube channel started, all I had, I just dove in and was just using my iPhone 6S Plus. And didn't know how to set it up, didn't know about frame rates, didn't know about any of that stuff. I just kind of turned it on and I realized I needed a mic, so I plugged in my earbuds, with the mic in it. And that's what I used for the first handful. Yeah, more than a handful. And I just rolled with it. And I started reading more and realized my wife had this, her camera that she didn't really use. She doesn't use it a ton, but it shoots video in 1080p. And I thought, oh, this is great. I'll try that out, And I've got, she's got a kit lens for it that had the stabilization. And I was like, oh, that's fine. And I had another prime lens I'd held onto from when I sold off all my other Nikon gear. And I thought, this will be great. And then the video sucked. it really did. I had a lot of trouble because the video coming out of my phone just looked cleaner. It looked smoother. I can't really explain it, and this is a question that's tough to answer in some ways because we don't really know what the specific problems he's having is. What is it about the video that's making it disappointing? Is it just, looking too crunchy? Is it not exposed right? I mean, there's a lot of things that could be happening there.
Well, I'm wondering, because I've messed around with my DSLR before just with the video stuff. Yep. It's not as smooth because of the light weight of the camera. I don't have a stabilizer or anything. Yep. And maybe it's more frustration that I've got a phone in my pocket that takes better video than this whole setup.
Yep. And a lot of it's going to come down to, when you're using a DSLR, it's not like it's a magic bullet to make things look great. And my guess is that he's shooting
video. Yes, it is.
I wish, and the thing is that, and this isn't a knock on his gear or anything, because I don't even know what he's shooting with. But the one thing, as someone who's been in the photography side of it for a long time, I look at it when he's saying he's got a $600 camera and a $400 lens, that doesn't mean much to me, because when you want to start getting into the quality, where you're going to get cinematic looking footage, you're looking at a $3,500 camera body with a $2,000 lens. So keep that in mind. I mean, in that respect, what you're using at $600 and $400 respectively is still fairly consumer level, I guess you'd say. Not entry level, but...
But shouldn't it be at least on par with a phone camera?
Not necessarily. And part of that reason is because that camera, and that's why I say it's hard to answer without knowing specifically what problems he's running into. I'll tell you, when I ran into it was when I'd try and shoot outside, it'd be a nice sunny day, and this was in the fall for me, and I thought, oh, it'd be great to get some footage of the fall leaves and the wind just kind of shimmering, doing their thing, you know, whatever. And the footage like that was awful. It just looked pixelated, it looked jaggy, and I don't know what was going on with it. And what I think one of the big things is because, you know, he says he's been reading about various settings for video work, and to get that cinematic look, you're looking at setting up your camera to be at 24 frames per second and a shutter speed that's going to be double that, so would be a 48th of a second, but cameras don't set to that, so you'd be looking at a 50th of a second shutter speed. In order to do that, you're going to have to shoot completely stop down on your lens on a sunny day. So you're going to be at like F16, F22, whatever your lens is doing. And that's actually not the sharpest, clearest setting on most of your camera lenses, especially if it's not a real high end, you know, something specifically for that, because it'll start, there's a lot of stuff that happens in the lens called diffraction and some different things, and it'll start to degrade even the photo quality. And what happens with video is you're taking, you know, 24 pictures every minute, you know, 20 or every second, I should say, 24 pictures just to make a smooth video. And if the one image is kind of degraded, all of them are going to have that. And it's just going to compound, you know, so something like a neutral density filter to knock down the light a little bit could actually make a difference where he can shoot at, you know, F8, F5, something like that, and actually get in that sweet spot of that lens. And be in those settings, and that could make a world of difference. But, you know, it's really hard to say. But sure. That being said,
I think that's a couple of tips that you just gave there. You know, with between the shutter speed and your number of f-stops or where you're at,
yep,
and the possibility of using that neutral density filter might be something to try.
Yep, and neutral density filter, I mean, can make a huge difference. Just because you can have yourself set up at 24 frames a second, but if you're shooting at, you know, 1/5,000th of a second because it's nice and sunny out, just because you want to keep a shallow depth of field, well, it's going to make that video do some weird looking things. That being said, when you talk about using your phone, don't discount it, because there's a lot of things you can do using your smartphone, especially with the cameras on them today, that you can make some beautiful, beautiful footage. Couple things I'll give you, resources that I've used as I was kind of learning and getting going. And I'm no expert, but in my videos aren't like some cinematic masterpieces, but
no, they're not.
No, they're really not, you know, but compared to my very
mediocre
first,
at best. Go exactly.
I don't have much to say, so I had to throw that in there. So
that's what I would say. I mean, I really don't look at them and say, these are amazing cinematic videos, but you know, when I first started, they definitely got better as I learned more and did some new things and ended up buying a different camera dedicated that was able to do better with video. Some of it could come down just simply to what bit rate it's capturing video footage at too. You know, even though the camera might be good, it might be capturing at a really low bit rate, so it's crunching that footage all up. But on YouTube, there's a channel that's called DSLR Guide. And they've got some pretty good information. It's a younger gentleman that he does a lot more of like short films and things like that. But he talks about everything around vlogging and making videos, from storyboarding, all this stuff. But he does have some really good series in regards to, you know, setting up your camera, getting the most out of it and everything else that's tailored to DSLRs. So be something good to look at if you haven't already.
No, Dave, do you find, like, I'll put it this way. So I got my camera. Mine's cheaper than the one that Nate put on this.
Sure.
So I've got just a Canon T3i. Started off with just getting the body and then a cheap lens.
Right.
I find that depending on the settings and the environment, some of the pictures can be absolute garbage. And at other times, because of, you know, learning different techniques and things, pictures can look really sharp and stellar.
Mm-hmm.
So it, to me, is it the kind of the same with video that it kind of depends on your approach?
Yeah.
That can kind of make a huge difference. Even with like mine's probably the cheapest equipment that you can get.
Well, and it's still perfectly capable though. You just have to work a little harder and be a little smarter about what you're doing as far as planning it and setting it up.
Don't tell me to be smart.
Well,
I'm not interested.
And that's not in a mean way, but when you look at it from this way, you know, a common thing you'll see, like you mentioned, getting in poor lighting conditions or something indoors or something like that, where the images just don't turn out. Another culprit could be that it's too dim and the ISO on the camera is ramping up too high to compensate. And that's going to just make everything look soft and mushy and not great. And, you know, other conditions will be just
it looks like potatoes. Amazing.
Yeah, right? There's a lot that goes into it. Now,
true.
You know, it's one of those things, a little trial and error, but I would say without knowing what your camera is, go in and like on YouTube and just do a search for your camera, you know, whatever it is, like in your case, Adam, a T3i sample videos. And watch what people are doing, because you're going to see that you will be able to make really decent quality videos with it. Now, some cameras are better than others, but and usually that's going to just come down to, you know, final output and things like that and autofocus. But just about anything you can think of, you're going to find a lot of, you know, samples where you can see people using these in the real world and getting some quality footage. So don't be put off by that. It can be done. You just have to figure out what the optimum settings for that particular camera are and maybe reach out to people that are using that camera and figure out, you know, what the exact problem is you're having. So then you know what to change, because that's probably the first step you need to do. So
So when you're doing your video, your vlogs and stuff like that, have you been ever using your DSLR for that?
No, I don't. Well, I have a little bit. Because I use the Fuji gear, and I don't have any lenses that are image stabilized except for a 10 to 24, which is super wide angle.
Right.
And I thought about using that, but I don't know. I decided I went and bought this. It's a Panasonic Lumix FZ300 is the name of it. And it's just a point and shoot with a super zoom range from like 18 to 600 millimeters or something like that. And I got it because of that. When I'm out shooting, if I'm in nature and I want to zoom in on wildlife or something like that, I can do that and capture video. And it's shot 4K, which my X-T1s don't. But I have done some videos. There's one on my YouTube channel, which just was Christmas morning. It was some footage with the kids and I, you know, family stuff. And I shot a good part of that on my X-T1 with my 35mm, but I just had it mounted on a tripod, and the footage is beautiful.
Okay,
that's cool.
But generally, you're finding. Sorry, Jason. One more thought on this. Generally, you're finding that using something beyond different from the DSLR, more convenient, can still give you better video quality.
I wouldn't say overall. If I hadn't gone out and bought the other camera, I'd absolutely be using my Fuji and a 10-24 because it's stabilized. Okay. The reason I bought another one is because the camera I bought has some really good built-in stabilization. To really help compensate for video, especially when you're walking.
Sure.
And because a lot of my videos were, you know, shot while I'm walking in the woods and things like that, I went with it for that reason. But in a lot of ways, I look back and kind of wish I wouldn't have bought that and would have just picked up a specific other lens for this Fuji camera. I would have just used that. So
okay.
It's really not a matter of the camera. In a way, yeah. And basically, either I use a Joby... GorillaPod, they're called, and it's got a little mount. I can mount the camera on there. Otherwise, right? It's just one of those bendy tripods you see, you know, that can wrap around posts, everything else. And then I also actually more commonly now, I bought just a small, cheap Amazon brand tripod with a video pan and tilt head on it. It's not the best for any actual movement, you know, panning and tilting and stuff. It's kind of choppy, but it's really lightweight. So I've got a rig where I mount the camera on there. And have it all set up. So if I want to take something where it's me walking through a scene or whatever, I can plop the tripod down wherever it's at. And it's lightweight enough that when I'm not setting it down, I can just collapse the legs down and hold it up and use that, hold it out in front of me as essentially a selfie stick pointing back at me. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good questions.
I was going to say, you know, you guys know that I'm not a big photographer or stuff.
Oh, we get it.
Well, I mean, I just have that low end, that that Canon T800 that you had told me about, Adam. And I did find that if I do have my dilithium crystals at full charge, I do get some of the best images and video.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because the quantum flux, regulation that goes along with that really kind of takes advantage of all the core pixelation vector matrices. So
right.
Should be good.
And if I direct all power to shields, it works best.
Did you polarize the plating on that?
I sure did.
Okay.
I hope you're using the gold plated cords.
They're faster.
They're better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, and they come at a premium cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I want to leave too.
Go ahead.
Just because you guys. Like,
oh, I thought you were leaving.
No, in regards to using your phone, there's two resources I'm going to give you to take a look at there for him or any other listeners that are wanting to shoot better video with your phones. The first one is a website, and they're on Twitter, they're on Instagram. I don't know if they're on Instagram, but Twitter and YouTube and all over. And it's just simply epictutorials.com. And they are a site dedicated to tutorials, obviously, all about making better mobile content on your phones. Hmm. And so they've got a lot of good advice, and they go through and test all the, different video apps and different gadgets and all the stuff you can add. And they've got some good stuff. And if you want to see kind of just the, what would you call it, the possibilities of what you can do with just a cell phone, there's a user on YouTube. His name is Richard Lackey, and he does some very, very amazing footage with actually the iPhone SE camera and now an iPhone 7 as well. And he, of course, goes in and color grades it using software and things like that. And he has a lot of information as far as how he does his thing as well. But it's this guy's a member of the Digital Cinema Society, the Colorist Society International. So he knows his stuff when it comes to film. But he also does a lot of amazing stuff just using a phone. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know what I've always said over the years is the best camera is the one that you have on.
Right.
I coined that phrase.
That was Chase Jarvis, actually, from Creative Live that coined that phrase and put out a book by that name. And
Sorry.
But Nathan, a good question. If you have specific questions, give me a shout out and let me know kind of what problems you're running into, what gear you're looking at. And like I said, when I talked about the dollar amounts on your camera, it's really kind of irrelevant because, you could have a camera system worth, $8,000 and it still might not work for you unless you figure out what exactly is going on. So definitely not a shot at your gear or anything like that. I'm not a gear snob as far as what anyone's using.
Well, a little bit.
You need a $10,000.
If it's not Fuji, it sucks.
No, said. That's not true. I personally love my Fuji cameras, but their strength is not video either. Until you get to the newest X-T2, but that's something else. But, Canon actually is a lot of what people use in the SLR, DSLR realm for video. Canon and Sony. That's your two big hitters in the digital SLR world for video. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Cool. Well, thanks, Nathan.
We're always looking for different topics too.
Right.
On anything, we will talk about anything.
Literally.
You want us to talk about Natalie Portman? We'll talk about Natalie Portman.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. The Black Swan herself.
You know what? I never saw that
deep
movie.
Pull there, huh?
I heard there's one scene though that Dave has on loop. I'm not going to say which one it is.
I don't know. I never seen the movie either.
Okay.
I'm sure you heard about it though, because I did.
Maybe.
But anyways, moving on. We had a riddle last week.
Yeah.
And it was actually a pretty good riddle. I don't think Adam or I got it at the time. No. I think we both have gotten it after thinking about it for a while, but. Dave, why don't you go ahead and refresh us on what that riddle was, all right?
Sure.
Many have heard me, but no one has seen me, and I will not speak back until spoken to. What am I?
And I think it's a child.
And I guessed Siri.
Siri. Right. I said the wind, wrong. Right? I said the wind.
Yep.
All right, well, we have one listener who actually sent in an answer, and it's actually an audio answer. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to pull him up here real fast. One second, here we go.
Good evening. This is Captain Poland speaking. The answer to your riddle is echo. go. Good evening. This is Captain Poland speaking.
Nice. We're playing it twice?
It's an echo.
Well, answer oh,
okay. He did have the right answer as an echo, yeah.
Echo.
I just thought nice. I had to do that.
That's good.
Right. Yeah.
But yep, he got it right, Dave?
Absolutely. I love when people actually get back in touch with us and, you know, try and answer the riddles. Because like we said last week, if no one's going to send in answers, we're just going to spoil them for you right at the end of the show. So.
Yep.
You know what we could do if we're going to do that, we could tell the riddle right at the top of the show and then at the end of the show spoil it. But, you know.
Well, we're hoping to get some more listener involvement. We would love to do some contests and stuff, but, you know, Captain Poland's the only one that ever answers the riddle, so he'd be winning every week. What's the point there?
That's
awesome. So let's get some more people answering these riddles here. And speaking of a riddle to answer, we have a listener-submitted riddle, and it's actually from the only person that submits anything, Captain Poland.
Absolutely.
All right, Captain, let's go with your riddle, buddy.
I do have a riddle of my own. Since you guys are going from good to great to absolutely silly riddles, how many seconds is there in the year?
How many seconds is there in a year?
Well, now I'm wondering if we're
Calculators, Dave.
That's the thing. I wonder if we're overthinking it or if there's something simple to it, right?
Well, usually Adam underthinks things, so you know we'll balance all that.
I just don't get things good, you guys. What a jerk!
Oh, man. I am kinda
you got a problem with me?
little bit.
Yeah,
that's all a good riddle, though. That is a good riddle. Should we add another riddle to have double riddles?
We could do a double riddle.
All right. I got another riddle for you guys, though.
All right, let's do this.
I can only live where there is light, but I die if the light shines on me. What am I?
I know this one, too. Absolutely know it.
Instantly, I don't know it, so.
Instantly, perfect. I know it.
If I think about it, I might figure it out.
All right. I've got this one.
Don't say the answer. Week. Let's have some listeners, you know, let us know about it.
Right.
Give us your answers. We would love an audio answer.
Yeah,
that's right.
I love playing you on the radio.
with no radio, because it's a podcast.
Radio.
Yeah.
I pretend that I'm on the radio.
Jeez. So, anyways, now that you guys are lost in Valley somewhere. We covered a ton of different stuff. We had the quiz show, which was fun. What was the standout topic for you guys? What was the most fun?
Oh man,
certainly not me droning on about, you know, being boring about video, but
Super NES Mini for me.
That was a good topic. I enjoyed the quiz show the most.
Thank you.
I think the quiz was fun. It's something different.
So, what do you think? Once a month or every episode?
Not every episode, because there's no way you'll come up with enough different
quality.
Things, but
it's quality over quantity.
Yeah, it's like a spice. You want to use just the right amount.
Right. You put a little too much in it, you ruin it.
You know, it could be cool if people have
like that.
If people have an idea for the quiz show. Don't put it on the Facebook page or Twitter. Send an email to jason@digitalsuitpodcast.com, because then he can put together something based on a user submitted topic that could be
that
fun.
That would be great fun.
That'd be kind of awesome, where you, the listeners, can kind of quiz Adam and I and see how dumb
and you know what
are.
Else would be even that's a great point there, Dave. If we're ever to do just straight like trivia question type things, listener submitting audio trivia questions.
Straight trivia? Why do you got to bring sexual preference into
this?
Wah, wah.
Awesome. Well, guys.
I love that
for
sound.
Sure.
I love that
for
sound.
Sure.
That's I'm so classic. Glad I found it.
brings me back to my first attempt at college days.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say the first time you tried to kiss a girl.
No.
Yeah, dude, not.
Oddly enough, that was also that was also in my first attempt at college. So, you know, it's all good. But no, anyways, they have absolutely a ton of stuff where listeners get a hold of us. Not listeners. What are we calling them? Super friends.
Super friends.
Super friends get in touch with us.
shoot any emails over to Jason at Digital Soup Podcast with ideas for stuff on the quiz show. And of course, you can find us over at the digitalsouppodcast.com. We really want to thank everyone who's been jumping on board and joining the community of Super Friends here, because we're seeing our numbers kind of growing, you know, slowly still, but showing some good trends in the right direction. It's pretty awesome and kind of humbling to think that we've got more and more people tuning in each week to listen to us prattle on about whatever we're talking about. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely. Whoa. Double absolutely.
Whoa. Yeah. Jinx.
So instead of, you know, growing in leaps and bounds, it's kind of like hops and fumbles.
Well, you know, yeah. Fits and stumbles, fits and starts. Yeah.
Whatever. It's all good.
I mean, if you grow too fast, your pants don't fit.
One step forward, two steps back.
I just thought of Paula Abdul. Thanks.
Oh man! On that so, note,
hey, guys. give me a little Paul Abdul there.
You wish.
Oh man!
All right. Hey, I did want to mention one more thing, Dave. You said where they can see us and everything. We did start one new avenue this week.
Oh, we did. That's right.
It is on Instagram. You can now find Digital Soup Podcast on Instagram. We're going to do some fun different things on there. One of the things I'm definitely doing each week is putting the riddle up there. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for you to listen to over and over and over again and actually share with your friends the riddle. And they can listen to it over and over and over again. That'd be nice. But I'm going to do little other things with it here too. And these guys will help me out, figure out what we want to do with it. But the Digital Soup Podcast on Instagram is live, baby.
Absolutely. Sweet. And I should say also, for those of you who didn't see on Twitter and Facebook, I had a chance last week to join our good friends over at the Shutter Time Show with Sid and Mac.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty good photography conversation. It just went live Monday, so yesterday when you're hearing this. Absolutely go check that out. We talk about...
Whores.
Title. Yeah, it's the topic is brand whoring, and it's not dirty like it sounds. It's kind of more about, you know, when photographers start trying to focus too much, or is it a problem when you're trying to get the attention of brands for sponsorships and things like that. So a really, really good conversation and a lot of fun. It's always a blast getting to join those guys. So check it out, especially if you're into photography and that kind of stuff. So,
and even if you're not, like this guy right here is not into photography, but I listen to it. I've listened to several of them now and I do find them interesting. Learn a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
And I definitely love Captain Poland's accent. It's great.
Right. Yeah. He's got the voice, and hopefully we can make
good podcast voice there.
Yep, go check it out. So anyways, guys, any last things before we wrap it up and scoot on out of here?
No, I guess I would just say to find us all over the place, digitalsouppodcast.com.
That's right.
We're everywhere. We're like Visa.
We're like the disease.
Okay.
We're spreading like the zombie virus.
That's right. So make sure you join us, Super Friends, and we will see you here next week. Check out digitalsouppodcast.com and look for a new episode each and every Tuesday right here for your listening pleasure. You guys take care, and we'll see you then.
See you, bye. Later, gators. Gators.
Crocodile.
Gators, gators, gators. Gators, gators, gators. Gators.